life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain.
You are listening to Dynamite in the Brain with Brian Smith and Anthony Askew. Tonight's episode, we decide what is the anime Twin Peaks.
We still don't know what that means.
No, this is just... Well, we do know what it means. It means we're making a desperate attempt to be relevant.
Well, so, we did it.
As you're listening to this podcast, Twin Peaks will be, I think, 2 weeks into its return. But as we record it, we're, I think, like a few hours away from its return.
Oh, God. Will I be able to watch it tonight?
Oh, you have no idea.
Oh God, I've just... That's made my day, if I can.
I don't know
I've
if
I've even considered this.
I don't know what channel it's airing on in the UK.
Oh, damn. Oh, I wouldn't be watching it on normal television.
Oh, using the evil powers of the internet.
No, I thought it was maybe streamed, like Amazon Prime or something.
I've not heard about it, but I don't know. Let's see what Radio Time says. What time is Twin Peaks on TV in the UK? Boy, my Chrome's not on a play ball today. Come on. Oh, I know why. I've still got the VPN on.
And I've just...
That's probably why. Let's try it without the VPN. We'll be moving a bit quicker. It's Sunday, I've got to watch my Dragon Ball. Even though I haven't watched Dragon Ball yet, but...
That was
what time is Twin Peaks on TV? The first two episodes of Season 3 are being broadcast on Sky Atlantic in a live simulcast with the US.
On 2 a.m.
Monday morning at 2 a.m, yes.
Damn it. There'll tomorrow night.
Repeated Tuesday at 9 p.m. on Sky Atlantic.
Are you excited?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I was fine with Twin Peaks not coming back. It was not a thing I'd really thought about for 25 years.
Yeah.
Or probably less than that.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same. I mean, I'm pleased to watch more of it, but there's more things I would have thought of reboots or sequels than that.
I mean, the thing you might get excited about is that obviously David Lynch had kind of said, I've retired from filmmaking. I'm just going to make music and paint. And this is the thing which has brought him back to making something visual.
Yeah. Hopefully he realises he should do more films.
Or maybe this will convince him never to do it again.
Oh, aye.
Or he'll come back and we'll say, no, maybe.
Stay away from films.
Stay away. Go away from the flats. Twin Peaks TV show finished 26 years ago, then it came back a year later for a film. I was old enough to have watched Twin Peaks at the time it aired.
Wow.
When did you see Twin Peaks, Anthony?
Oh, yeah, a few years ago now, but obviously nowhere near. I was super late. Put it this way, I bought it on DVD. That's when I watched it, so I had to, you know... It'd been out a long time.
I don't think I've ever rewatched it in its entirety. I think I've rewatched a decent chunk of the first season. I'm a fan of the film. Apparently the new TV series is going to be more like the film than the TV series.
I did like the film. I don't know if I liked it any more or less than the series, but I did like it.
But yeah, as I say, not super excited. I'm more... Just curious, I think, would be the way to describe how I feel about Twin Peaks returning. But as I say, this is a desperate attempt to cash in on people searching for Twin Peaks on iTunes. So, hey, we decided the topic would be, what anime would we bring back from 1991 for a Twin Peaks-style revival in 2017?
Can we assume that if it did come back, it would be good? Because there's some things here I wouldn't want it back if it was going to be bad.
Oh, yes. Good. Yeah, we're assuming this is we'd bring them back in the best possible form.
Oh, my gosh.
Possibly even better than they were originally.
Brilliant.
Possibly they never got the right shakes the first time round.
Because that impacts the list. Because there's some things I wouldn't want back if it was going to be bad.
Okay, right. So here we go. There's a common. I got a list combined from Animated Divots and My Anime List of things which finished up in 1991. I don't know how accurate Animated Divots list was.
Very accurate. For the sake of this.
For the sake of it, so very. Yes. So we'll start with things which began earlier than 91 but ended in 91. There's an OVA series called Cleopatra DC. Have you ever heard of this?
I've not. Even looking at it, it was not what I expected. I thought it was going to be Egyptians.
Oh, no.
But it's not at all.
No, it's about a sassy lady who called Cleopatra Corns, who's in charge of the Corns conglomerate.
What do they sell?
I don't know, deal with oil, apparently, all sorts of everything.
Ah.
I'm really based on a comic which ran in Comic Burger from 86 to 91.
Are you familiar with Comic Burger?
I'm not, no.
Me neither.
So, we not revive this one?
No, this one's under the ground, dead and buried.
Okay, I don't know what manga Hajimete Omoshiro Juku is.
I did have a look. I can't remember which one.
Oh, I know what that is. It's that's probably has come back in some form because I think they revive it repeatedly in different styles. It's like part animation, part live action. It's like an educational show.
Oh, right.
I think the original version started way back in the 70s when we did the Anison Armageddon about rap in anime.
Yeah,
the very first one we did was from a show which either was this or predated this.
Mm.
So that may not, that's probably not on the needs to be on the list either. Something
yeah,
else.
Even if, yeah, it wouldn't have made it anyway.
Which we could probably, well, do we disqualify it because it's already been back by a booster?
No, this is allowed. I'm allowing, personally, I'm allowing this.
Guyver, so you'd like to see Guyver back?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. I watched like a tiny slither of whatever the remake was and I just didn't look like I needed it at the time, but if they could promise it was going to be great, which we're assuming it is, then yeah, bring it back.
See, the comic's still ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't quite like do a full... But obviously there's much more stuff they could adapt than they've ever done. Would you like to see like a right from the start, Ushio and Tora style?
No, I'd like to see a outright continuation.
Okay.
Force people to go back and watch the original.
I know, so but what if there's continuity things which don't make sense? Because they might have fudged stuff in the OVA.
Oh, maybe they should do a Hunter x Hunter and just... Yeah, do a Hunter x Hunter, why not? More the merrier.
More things should be adapted right from the start at a pretty prompt pace. And
yeah, they could do what they did with JoJo's. And they could cover all of... the original OAV series in a smaller handful of episodes, 100%. So yeah, do that. That's fine.
Next I got on the list was Sally the Witch. And
I remember this one.
Yeah, so we've watched some from the 66 series, haven't we?
Oh, of course, yeah.
But you haven't watched Sally the Witch 2, which was the 80s series. It hasn't been revived since then. So I'm saying it's probably long overdue. It's the first Toei Magical Girl show. I think we've missed... I think last year was the 50th anniversary of Toei Magical Girl. So that would have been the time to bring her back. So maybe they've missed their chance.
This was the thing where somebody got slapped.
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Wasn't it? And the very first episode, I think she got slapped. Or was that
another
show?
No, that's not that. No, that's the late. That's the 70s thing, is the really violent one.
Yeah,
I think this was the one. Did this episode have the burglars who look almost exactly like the guys from Home Alone, bizarrely predicting their existence?
God, when did we must have done that years ago?
Yeah, I know there's one episode of the 66 Sally the Witch where there's two burglars and they look exactly like Joe Pesci and what's the other guy, the other actor?
Ah, man. I actually don't know his name, the tall one.
I know. I normally know his name, but in the case of doing a podcast where I'm trying to keep the energy going by talking, I can't remember it.
We all know it's the tall one.
Yes, Daniel Stern. There you are. That's... Bingo. Got it. Just had to pause for a moment so I could think. so, yeah, but, I mean, it's overdue a comeback, I would say. But
yeah, I'm going to welcome this back because I remember chatting about this and yeah, bring it back.
Maybe in a maybe not a full series. Maybe just do like a crossover movie with the pretty whatever the Pretty Cure is of the time.
Do we need to bring Pretty Cure into it?
You probably do.
I suppose it makes sense from a business perspective. Yeah.
Okay. Next up, Parasol Henby. Are you all over Parasol Henby, Anthony?
I can't remember which one that was.
He's the little pig guy with an umbrella. Annoying. His face looks a bit like a bum. Face on. Only when front on, sideways on, he doesn't look like it.
Yeah, this doesn't need brought back. This is the kind of thing that yous would talk about in Let's Go. And I'd think, what are yous watching this
for? Hey, just because we're watching something created by the same guy at the moment.
Oh, is this?
Yeah, what's so that? this is created by Fujiko Fujio A, one half of the Fujiko Fujio duo. So we are currently watching The Laughing Salesman.
Oh, right.
Which is one of his. This Parasol Henby is a thing I know from it being a Super Nintendo game, if I remember correctly. And I think if you look up Parasol Henby, you'll often find more about the game than you will about the cartoon or the comic. But you know, we probably don't. Dorimon's still on the air. We probably don't need a slightly third-rate Dorimon showing up.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, Shuten Doji, the OAV series. I have never watched this. I have read some of the comic, so I can't say whether the OAV series did a good enough job of the comic that we don't
justify coming back. Yeah.
I know the comic goes off in some pretty weird, wacky directions.
Hmm.
It is a Go Nagai comic, after all, so it kind of shifts gears numerous times throughout its run. So I'm going to have to say I don't know whether it is.
This made my list of things I would certainly watch, but I think that's more I would watch the original or at least try the original than
maybe that's a future podcast.
Yeah, because it looks badass enough and right up my alley enough to be good. So yeah, maybe not have come back because it might not need a comeback.
It may not.
It might just be amazing as it is.
Now, I'm going to guess, Anthony, this is on your list of things that will come back.
Yes.
And that is Cyber City 08-08-08.
Certainly is. God, imagine it. Just imagine it. Just not even a full series, just another three-parter. One for each character. Maybe a fourth-parter. Maybe add a new character in.
That was what I was going to say. Would you add more characters?
Just the one.
Oh.
Just the one.
I'd go nuts and add a new character every episode.
How long is it running for?
A 13-episode series.
Oh, 13, okay.
So it'd be like a Dirty Dozen type thing. So you add 12 in the first 12 episodes, and then the 13th episode, they all get together and have to go on a mission.
Actually, yeah, because we did say everything would be really good. So, yeah, that like, on paper it might be risky, but we know it's going to be great.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, that would be good, actually. Yeah. Would the original three make a comeback? In your version.
Oh, yes. Yeah, of course they would, yeah.
Has to, really.
Same hair, everything. And I'd make everything look like it did then as well.
Mm. And I'd wait for a manga dub. I'd want the dub.
No, don't even wait. Have them do the... Just go straight to manga dub.
Oh, that would be... I tell you what, there should be a Kickstarter for this kind of thing, you know. Surely there's fans. You would pay big money. Big money.
So, yeah, we want to see Cyber City Oedo back.
Definitely.
If you're out of interest, Anthony, though, I think this weekend, as we're recording its episode of Rage of Bahamut, Virgin Soul has Yoshiaki Kawajiri doing some storyboarding.
Oh! Well, after we record, I may have to watch the last episode of the first series and that and start chunking away at the second. Good stuff.
You see, I haven't done that, but I am... I'm all the way in on the second series. So
you're loving it?
Oh, yeah. It's different, but it is still as good.
That's good.
Okay, next on the list, Samurai Pizza Cats. Something which weirdly has showed up on Facebook today. It's like, that's weird. That's like, we're going to talk about that later. People are talking about somebody's cat who sat in a pizza.
Close enough. Well, I never watched this as a kid. So it's like an area where when as soon as people start talking about it, I go quiet because I don't want to admit that I haven't really seen it.
Yeah. Interesting. As we go further down this list, we'll get more and more shows which have kind of got that super deformed character design. And people either who are are super deformed robots or are dressed like super deformed robots. I don't necessarily need to see Samurai Pizza Cats come back. It's one of those things I had nostalgia for, then I rewatched some episodes on Crunchyroll, and I was like, the dub cannot allow any moment of silence.
Oh, is it just non-stop?
It's just non-stop noise all the way through. And then I watched some of the original Japanese version, and it's not funny enough. So neither satisfied me. So Samurai Pizza Cats, you're begone. You're not coming back.
Stay away.
In our fantasy version of 2017. Next up, we got Osamu Tezuka's The Three-Eyed One. Again, this is in the Shoot and Doji situation. I don't know how good an adaptation it was in the first place. I will say, clearly people have nostalgia for it. One of those people being Eiichiro Oda, because there's a character in One Piece for the past year or so who is definitely influenced by the main character out of the Three-Eyed One.
I mean, it's a good design. I don't know much about it, whether it's a...
It's kind of a... I've watched the first episode with some really, really, really bad subtitles. I assume there was some sort of Hong Kong bootleg-esque subtitles. And it is about this kid who has a patch over on his forehead. He's very sweet, he's very naive. But when you tear that patch off, it reveals a third eye, and then he becomes evil.
Oh, so he actually becomes evil. Oh,
wants
right.
to take over the world, yes.
So it's like he's Krillin with the patch on, and then he becomes Tien.
Yes.
A bit more badass.
Yeah, he's kind of like this survivor of this ancient race of three-eyed beings.
Ah.
Which isn't that like partially Tien's? He's like, they're his ancestors.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the origin of this character in One Piece as well. She's in a similar boat.
And how does he end up, do you know how he loses the patch each episode?
I think the first episode, he's a character who's like his big, sort of big sister slash girlfriend type character, removes it accidentally, cleaning his face. And then he summons his like demon trident or whatever it is and goes off to, and then they manage to convince it, get him to put it back on. Yeah, I mean, it's a show I'd love to watch if I could see a good translation of it.
Yeah, it looks fun. Does he become... What kind of villain... Because there's pictures here where he looks a bit pervy without the eye.
Oh, sorry, I think he is.
He becomes a bit, you know...
I do have a thing we can watch with him in, but in a different role. I've got Marine Express, the TV movie, I think it was. And the translation of that is good. Well, definitely better than the translation I've seen in the three-eyed one. So we could come back to this
date.
Next up, Nadia, Secret of Blue Water.
It's got to come back, hasn't it?
I mean, I'm almost surprised it didn't last year when it was 25 years old. Well, no, the year before, it'd be 25 years old when it started. They'd celebrate the... I mean, the story's kind of told... Well, I suppose you could tell the bit... There's like a long gap between the end of the series and just before, because it's kind of being told by one of the characters very, very old.
Mm-hmm.
So there could be more stories to tell. I think if you want to bring it back, you'd probably bring it back as a film, maybe, than another TV series, because that's kind of how they bring Evangelion back all the time.
Because I was actually, when it came out on Blu-ray, I was like, I want to pick this up.
I did pick it up. I've not watched
it. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
How much did you pay? Because on Zavi, it's $29.99.
Less than that.
Oh, on Blu-ray as well?
Yeah, it was a deal. How was it a deal? It was like one of these like 2 for $25 Blu-ray things. But it was included, and it was more than £25 itself to begin with. Something along those lines. Anyway, it was a ridiculously good deal I got on it.
Yeah. Because it's £70 on Amazon for that Blu-ray set.
Yeah. I mean, I could tell you. Let me have a look.
Because
I've got my receipts.
I'm at Expo this weekend, and I might have to pick it up if it's cheap.
That is the question.
£70 on Amazon. That's steep.
It'll be cheaper than that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
One would hope.
Or I could just get it on Zavi for £29.
So what did I get? Yeah, it was a deal. Yeah, it was. I was right. Two for £25. So I got it and Porco Rosso for £25.
Oh my gosh!
It was selling for £30. So basically, I got £5 off it and a free copy of Porco Rosso.
My God, was this Amazon as well?
Yeah, this was Amazon November last year.
Yeah,
I did tweet about it at the time.
Oh, I don't remember seeing that. Because it's something I've always, I feel like I've seen bits of it.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen like the first half and the last episode. So I think I'd only got a few more episodes to watch before it got into the bad bit of the series.
Ah, okay.
So I think I've seen most of the good parts of the show.
Mm. You know what? I don't think this needs to be brought back.
No, I think you're right. I mean, I'm surprised. I think if he was going to come back, it would have come back on its 25th anniversary.
Yeah. Because this Blu-ray version, was it retouched or anything? Or was it just a straight from...
I think it was remastered. I mean, I don't know. I've not watched it. I mean, I bought it, like many Blu-rays. I buy it because it's cheap, and then stick it on the shelf, hoping someday I'll magically find the time to watch it.
Because if it's that's good enough for me, if it's been remastered, and I have to do a bit digging, see if I can get this cheaper.
I think it was from being in a job where I was made redundant 3 times by the same company. It made me think every so often I'd be given 2 weeks off to sit and watch all loads of Blu-rays, but somehow I've kept this job I'm currently in for 10 years.
Hey, don't, that's a good thing. But I know where you're coming from. There's a good feeling not working at times.
Particularly when you're being paid for not working, when you're doing your consultancy period or whatever they call it they're going to give you.
Oh, right.
So they don't want you loitering around the office looking sad for yourself, and then they find you another job and you carry on working for the same company.
So that ain't getting the remake. That's what we're saying.
Yeah. Next up, Adventures of Robin the Hood. I mean, it wouldn't have to be a remake of this, would it? It would just be another Robin Hood anime.
Which, depending on the style, I would welcome. Like, imagine a Karajiri doing a Robin Hood series. That'd be brilliant.
These were people brutally killed with arrows.
Yeah, that's the top. No matter what the story is, no matter what the source material is, if it gets that violent streak, it's going to be good.
Yeah, I don't think we've seen a really ultra-violent version of Robin Hood, have we? Which you think you would, because the story does involve a lot of sharp, pointy bits.
Yeah, it could be. Then again, I always find swords better than arrows to watch. I don't know if... Would it be that exciting to watch? Then again, it
depends. It'd be sword fighting as well. Because obviously there is in other Robin Hood things. Famously so,
yeah.
In fact.
Yeah, I should forget about the bow and arrow. And... bring it back. Maybe just as a short series, not a big...
Not 52 episodes like this one.
No, thanks. But I suppose we've got to base it on this series, haven't we?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm going to say no then.
Okay. Next up, Dragon Quest.
I want to say yes.
Yeah, it seems weird that there's not been there's been like two Dragon Quest series like really in the late 80s, early 90s, and then nothing as far as I know.
And there's a lot of games. I'm sure there's been two Dragon Quest games out within the past year or something, at least. Sure there has.
Yeah.
Time to coin in.
Oh, there was a film in 96 called Dragon Quest Saga, The Crest of Roto. But that's been it. Nothing since then. 21 years of a Dragon Quest anime drought.
I think it's gonna happen.
Was it Blue Dragon, the other thing with
Toriyama
designs? That got an anime, but Dragon Quest, I think... Come on. What are you playing at, Square Enix?
It's money to be made. Yeah, I would definitely watch that.
And this is from somebody who's never played a Dragon Quest game.
No, same app, but I like the designs. I've always wanted to play one of the games, but a bit scared I wouldn't like it.
Yeah, it almost feels like, well, I've played enough Final Fantasy, and that has kind of sated any appetite I've got for playing fantasy Japanese role-playing games.
I'm sure it's good, though. But yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, it's like Yo-Kai Watch is scratching my Earthbound mother itch to a certain extent, of like that suburban fantasy role-playing game. But yeah, I'm not sure I need to play any more fantasy role-playing games.
Yet.
Yeah.
Until that Dragon Quest anime comes out and you decide you love it.
Me, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Next on. Oh, here's something. Will this be on your list? Karasu Tengu Kabuto.
I just looked at a picture of this and I was like, yes. God knows if it's any good, but it's got like shoguns, ninjas, samurai. And there we go. I've justified it there.
And it's by the creator of Cobra, isn't it?
Oh, that makes sense. The design certainly look.
I think I'm right in saying that. I'm not losing my mind here. I'm sure he did something called Kabuto. I think there's like a. Yeah, it is. Yeah, there was an OVA film which I think came out here, but we didn't get the TV series.
Oh, what a shame. It might be terrible. I'm looking at it and it's got the potential to be great. Even the original series, the potential to be really...
Yeah, but I'm sure you could make a great series of the comic. So you could bring it back in the style of Hunter Hunter, Yushio and Tora, JoJo's, where you just go, okay, let's wipe the slate clean. Let's do it good. And it's not like they brought back Cobra enough times. It's like, give these other characters a break.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with the original Hunter Hunter series.
Oh, no, but I'm saying people wanted to...
People would appreciate
coming from the start and moving at a faster clip.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Because for all intents and purposes, the comic's finished. It's like, even what's happening after that anime isn't worth adapting at this point. You've got one complete arc and then the start of another arc.
It upsets me. It really upsets me. I don't enjoy reading, like, in regards to Hunter Hunter, I don't enjoy the manga as much as I do the series at all. I maybe that's a bit harsh, but I'd much rather just watch it.
Now, we can see all of Kabuto in English, but again, I don't know what the translation's going to be like.
All right. 39 episodes.
That guy, Dookie, has made it fall onto himself. Yeah, the font looks, darn it, the swastika will be gotten hold of by this Kazuki first. I'm reading some screenshots.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought you...
Welcoming us like this, flying sword of swastika. There you go. Yeah, the subtitles don't look too hot, so. And apparently episodes 14 to 26 are not available in English. So you can see the first 13 episodes and the last 13 episodes, but not the middle.
That could be a good thing. It might go really bad.
That's true, yes. Maybe more shows should be like that. Okay. Next up, Pygmalio. I can't remember what this is.
I think is it a cute girl one?
No, it's not, no.
It's, I don't
know. A fantasy thing. Cult. The Prince of the Kingdom of Loon is living a happy life with his father, King Stephen, and many retainers. And he has to go and defeat Medusa, apparently.
Oh. I like a good Medusa tale. Might have to put... this didn't make the shortlist, but... I don't know whether it's a big enough... interest.
I obviously not knowing anything about it, I think could be on my list of things to revive.
I like Medusa and stuff like that, though. It's all those myths and legends. Yeah, why not? I'm gonna say bring it back.
Bring everything.
I quite like the look of the main guy. Actually, he looks like a weird, big head, tiny body.
Now, I do know a little bit about Magical Angel Sweet Mint because I researched it for my penguin panel because her flying mascot is a penguin, sort of, called Waffle.
What did your research bring back about this?
That he's got a penguin in it, that's it.
Ah. And she's got mint-coloured hair, is that the...
No, she's got blue-coloured hair.
Yeah, like a spearmint blue.
Yeah, mint's normally a green colour, Anthony.
Well, she, I don't know, it's, some of these pictures, it's greeny, turquoisey.
Could be, but the picture I'm looking at is definitely more blue than green.
So where's the mint come from?
What's her name?
Ah. It's a weird-looking penguin as well.
Yeah, it flies, so that's probably why it looks weird.
Ah, yeah, that would be it.
Yep.
Is this coming back for you?
I mean, I don't know enough about it. I'm sure there's other Magical Girl shows like Sally the Witch, which would be in front of the queue over this.
Yeah.
No Twin Peaks this, I say. next on the list, we've got Machine Ayudan Wataru 2. Now, I think this might disqualify itself because it has come back, but you allowed Guyver in, so...
Yeah, if you want to put this in.
See, I think if you were to bring back any of these super deformed robots, this is the one. I think this is probably the one which had the longest run and was the biggest. Because it was they were producing a TV series in 97, it came back then.
Ah, and I've never even heard of it then. I've never came across this.
Well, I've seen the first episode. It's about a 9-year-old boy who gets taken to a fantasy realm and has to pilot a robot with a bunch of other guys who pilot their robots and generally do RPG-type stuff. It's one of these things where you can definitely see the influence of Nintendo games on anime.
Yeah, I don't think I would bring this back. You could watch this. You can watch it on Crunchyroll, but I'll pass when this comes back.
Right. Next up, Idol Tenshi Yukoso Yoko. Which is a young girl and her flying squirrel go to Tokyo in hopes of becoming an idol singer. I assume she does. The flying squirrel is probably not trying to become an idol singer.
Ah, damn it. I would have brought it back. If it was.
On the way, she meets another girl who wants to become an actress, and together they work together to achieve their dreams.
Oh, so they get there in the end?
Of course they must do, yes.
Oh, brilliant news. See, we don't even need it back. Unless it's like the future years, we get the sequel where it's them trying to make it.
You're trying to make a comeback.
Yes.
Maybe you age them in real time.
Oh, God, 91.
26 years later.
Oh, God.
So they'll be in their 40s, already 40s, late 30s.
How old? Hey, it's on for a winner, that, I think. Apparently Michael Jackson makes a cameo in that series. According to... Because I was on Google Images, and there's a caption in Google Images, a Did You Know caption. Michael Jackson shows up and is a supporting character in episode 28 of Idol Tenshi Yukoso Yoko.
Yeah, okay. Is that That's real, interesting. Or is that just a guy who looks a bit like Michael Jackson sort of claiming that as a did you know? Don't believe everything you read on the internet, Anthony.
No, don't. It looks, I mean, maybe I'm just thinking it now because I've read it, but...
See, these screenshots, they look like some funny pictures. There's the secondary character covered in a pile of money with a flying squirrel next to her head.
Could be great, this show. Yeah, we don't even
maybe,
know.
Maybe I need to check it out for the Anime Space Disco as well.
Oh, that is a good point. Yeah.
There may be disco scenes in it.
An anime squirrels panel. There's got to be a lot of squirrels.
No, I'm already researching anime goats. Don't get me started on squirrels. There aren't currently enough anime Joan of Arc, so I don't think, to do one.
Oh.
So I think I really do want to see sometime once one of these series bring all the characters back aged in real time. maybe this would be the thing to do it with.
I mean, was it big enough in its day to make people think, like, ooh, look what's back?
That's a question not for us, but for those guys who are on the Famous Anime podcast, Anthony. Maybe we can get to that when we cover Idol Anime.
Yes, we'll get the facts, the cold, hard facts.
Next on the list, I've got Chinpui.
I like the look of this.
I can't remember what it looks like.
Oh, it's this weird little
chimp.
Oh,
it's another Doraemon thing, yes.
Yeah. When I see it, I was like, oh, if this came back and it was nice and short, like a lovely Muko style.
Yeah,
just more lovely Muko.
You want to see CG?
Yes. I like that look of that little monkey.
Is he a monkey or is he a... What is he?
See, I think that's where it's like the chimp. Chimp.
Yeah, it could be. He's got a tail. So that'll be a monkey, not a chimp. But he's got like big ears like a mouse. He kind of looks like that, whatever it is in Revolutionary Girl Lieutenant, which I've never quite worked out. Is it a monkey or a mouse? But yeah, this is based on F. Fujio Fujiko, the other guy.
Ah, okay.
The other Doraemon guy, that's why. Okay.
Yeah, I would give this a go, I think.
Well, it turns out they're aliens.
What, even the people?
No, it tells the story of two cute aliens that come to Earth to find the girl who will get married with their prince of planet Mal. Maybe this is the one where you have them aged to the current age, so you see what she's like as a mid-30s alien princess.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something. I think it's that chimp or wherever the hell it is. I think that looks cute.
Well, see, so the Japanese wiki says he looks like a mouse. So,
I don't know. It's the face. I think he's got a very snout. He's got a bit of a snout, like a.
Oh, the other alien is the one who looks like a dog in that picture.
I did see that. It's like piloting a rocket ship in one picture.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know about it coming back, but I am really curious to see it now. I know what the plot is, because that is a really weird plot. I was assuming, based on the picture, that it was just like another Doraemon. And who knows, maybe even with that plot, it is just like another Doraemon. But that's a weird, weird plot.
Oh, damn it. I read there, I thought it said 12 episodes, but it's 112. Damn it.
It's probably only, well, this list says 56, so it's probably like two stories each episode.
Oh, yes, yeah. Bring it back.
Yeah, that sounds like a weirder plot than Twin Peaks. Now, here's the thing, which I didn't know nothing about before I started researching, but I don't know about coming back, but I don't want to see more of it. RPG Densetsu Hepoi, which apparently is about castles which turn into giant robots.
Oh.
But the castles are sentient.
Oh.
So apparently way in the past, this guy sacrificed himself to seal up the evil castles and the good castles, turning them into castles. But then a bad guy comes back years later and is going around unbinding the evil castles, so they're rampaging giant castles again. So the heroes have to go around and unseal the good castles to fight them back.
That sounds quite good.
It does. I was like, I'm not sure. I may just rip that off next time I play D&D.
It is a good plot. I think this... Now that... when I first looked at it, I thought, bit of a samurai, pizza cat looking thing. I wasn't too keen. And then... But now that I know the story, I think I could see this coming back. Or I would like to see it back. Nice and violent. that's all I ask for.
Now I've written down something here which I do not remember what it is at all. Narara Superboard, the flying superboard.
This looked brilliant. It's got like a crocodile pig.
That's true. It's a guy, like a very panicked looking kid, waving nunchucks, riding a skateboard. apparently, as punishment for causing havoc in heaven, Sonogong is locked in a huge iron mass for 500 years until Samyang Bupsa. An old, so it looks like a journey to the west with skateboards. That is what it is.
It looks good.
There's a pig I missed from Anime Pigs as well.
Oh, yeah, because I watched a bit of either an episode or the intro, and it's like laughing like a maniac. It's got like super sharp teeth. And
I think this might be Korean rather than Japanese, based on.
Oh, right.
That's probably why I've missed it. I don't know why it's on my anime list in that case.
Has the kid got a little tiny moustache, or is it a nose? Is that a nose or a moustache?
I don't know. Anyway, if it's out of the running, if it's Korean, doesn't belong in here.
Ah, damn it.
Get out of here.
God damn it.
But I am curious about it.
It looks crazy.
It does indeed. Then we've got Peach Command Shin Momotaro Densetsu, which I think is a sequel itself. From the amazing studio Knack, if I remember correctly. This could probably stay in the past.
I'm going to have to agree. It doesn't look all that.
And then, finally, Moomin. This is finally from the first list. There's a second list coming up. Moomin, though it came back the very same year that it ended. So,
I would love to see this. But there's just more Moomin stuff. No, I say that like I've watched all the original stuff and I'm needing more. But
did you see the Moomins on the Riviera film?
Was that the one that was it paper made of?
No, it was the animated one. No, it's not the felt one.
Which one was it?
Animation.
Oh, no, I did not.
No, I've not seen it either.
But I do like Moomins, so yeah. I'd welcome it back.
But that was just the stuff which started before 1991 and ended. There's a whole more stuff which started in 91 and ended in 91, or give or take a week after, maybe just early January 92.
I've got way less from this list that I want.
Yes, because in general, my opinion is early 90s TV anime especially is kind of quite poor. However, we're starting with a good thing, Goldfish Warning.
Oh, this was a good thing?
Oh, yeah, this is good. Oh, this is basically the people who were going to, after this finished, they all went and worked on Sailor Moon.
Oh.
This is a good, funny gag anime about a super strong little pink-haired girl.
Ah. So I'm kind of surprised it hasn't come back, if it's...
I think it probably gets overshadowed by the stuff they did after it.
Yeah.
I don't know how well-loved it was or the comic was. That is a question, again, for the Famous Anime podcast. Not this podcast.
Those guys are pros.
They are. They know what they're talking about. Do all the research. I haven't finished watching this series, though, so I'm not sure I need it to come back yet. There's a lot of episodes of this in the first place. I think I think I'm with you with like saying Cyber City Oedo 808 is like the number one thing, I would say.
Yeah.
The Ghost Holly.
Was this one again?
Obarkane Holly or something like that, I think is its Japanese name.
Oh, yeah, it looked a bit...
He looks like a gingerbread man.
Yeah. So is that meant to be a ghost, or...?
If I remember...
Because it's Holly the Witch. There's a witch there as well.
Yes. No, Holly is the ghost.
Oh. Because it's like...
They're kind of like, I think they're like, because I'm sure I've seen some of this, or at least watched clips of it. You know that short in, what's it called? The Otomo collection of shorts, which we watched at the film festival.
I remember it.
Short
I remember
piece.
Yeah.
The one with the ghosts of objects. I think that is kind of what they all are in this.
Okay.
It's kind of like ghosts of inanimate objects. I think that's right. Could be wrong.
Because, I mean, there's a one with like a top hat. And that looks quite cool. But I don't know what he's meant to be a ghost of. That would make sense. So we've got a gingerbread.
Yeah, there's definitely somebody who's got a head of candy. There's a guy who's got like a head of a green pepper.
Yes, yes. Then it, maybe salt?
Could be, or maybe just a piece of paper. I don't know.
Yeah, actually, maybe loo roll?
Could be, yes.
Because like, the top hat's got like a slither of
Yes, he does. Paper. Yes, he looks like he could be a ghost of toilet paper.
Hey, this could be...
So you know what? The more I look at it, the more we try and figure out what it's about from just the picture. It was like, yeah, maybe it should come back so it's easier for me to watch. Because that's kind of like a thing we'll get to later. Almost we'll get to it now. It's shown in a shebae. It's already back. And it was the thing I wanted to watch. And now I don't have to try and find the old episodes because it's already here.
And it's still loving that?
Oh, it's amazing.
Amazing?
Really funny. The last episode we watched for Let's Go involved the kid who's living in the pretend Himalayas with a Yeti. Basically, kind of like they thought the Yeti was curled up in a ball outside the house. They poked it and it burst into like loads of little Yetis.
Oh, okay.
And they thought it was his children. It turned out it wasn't his children. So they told him to take care of these little Yetis. So he just thought they wanted him to kill them. So he was going to take them out to a pond and drown them.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Goma Chan, the seal, had adopted a frog as its child. But then, in a previous episode, he'd hid the frog in its mouth. And then by the end of this episode, it wanted to eat the frog.
Oh, gosh.
It was trying to have to hold back its urges to eat this frog. Yeah, like I said, Shonen Shibe, Go Go Goma Chan. It's really good. Really well animated as well. So yes, if Ghost Holly could come back and get that sort of treatment, I'd be curious.
Bring it back.
As we can see, we figured out it's got a bog roll ghost.
At least I hope it is. I'll be really disappointed if it's not.
No. The Mischievous Twins, I believe this is an adaptation of The Parent Trap.
Oh, that explains... Because when I was looking into this, I've seen a lot of Parent Trap-related things.
Yes. That's had sequels. Did it have... Was it based on a book originally? And it's had various movie remakes.
Oh, yeah.
Lottie and Lisa is what it was based on. Oh, yeah, it's been adapted many, many, many times. I don't know whether it itself has had other stories told, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of content not needing to watch this.
And probably ditto goes for the Trap family story.
Yes, yeah, we don't need that.
Don't think no one's really seen to need to do a Sound of Music sequel. So, Get a Robo Go. I think Get a Robo's probably had its fill of sequels after this anyway. So, and this is not a very good outing of Get a Robo anyway.
Oh, I wasn't sure about that aspect of it, but
no.
It looked okay.
Yeah, it's not as good as the other Get a Robos. But I'd probably say this is maybe the worst Get a Robo.
Ooh.
Emergency Rescue Kids comes into the thing of, I really want to see it, then I can judge it, because I believe this is Monkey Punch Does Thunderbirds. If it's the show I'm thinking of.
I couldn't seem to find a whole lot about it, really.
Ditto. Except the only thing I know is it's very much like Thunderbirds, and Monkey Punch did the character. It was created it. It's like, those two things I kind of want to see together.
Yeah, the villain looks good. If he's the villain, I don't know if you've seen the villain. He's got, like, fangs and...
No, I think I've seen the opening. I'm not sure if he's in the opening.
There's like it's a Tumblr post. I don't think it's fan art. It looks like a poster for kids' toys. So it must have been big enough to...
Or hoped it was going to be big enough to produce toys. Yeah, I can see the toys here. And they are very Thunderbirds-like.
See, I was never massively into Thunderbirds.
You see, I was, because it was repeated constantly when I was a child. Every so often they go through that. And then now they're doing their new CG Thunderbirds, aren't they?
No, thanks. I mean, if I don't like it originally, I definitely don't like it now.
I'd probably like it with Monkey Punch character designs.
Mm.
That's the thing. Having said that, lots of times I've been like, oh, Monkey Punch is involved, and doesn't quite turn out as good as I was hoping. Hero of the Sun Firebird is a part of the the Yusha franchise, so obviously it got not necessarily follow-ups in terms of character follow-ups, but in terms of spiritual follow-ups.
Yeah.
So probably doesn't. If you're going to bring one of those back, they're going to bring Gaia Gaiga back.
I mean, the main character in this looks really good in some pieces of art, but then others, he looks like a badass. He's got like glasses, and others, he's just a kid.
Yep.
So I don't know. Bring him back as a badass. It might be cool.
Yeah. So like the. Oh no! I think he's not a kid. The kid is another character.
Oh, is it? Oh well, yes. That's fine then. It's fine.
There's multiple leads in this, but yes.
Ah.
Where's my list? There we go. Secret Montauk. Garden, again, yeah. Is another literary adaptation.
You forgot the one above.
Oh, sorry. GPX Cyber Formula.
I can only find stuff about a bloody game.
Yeah, I mean, it's had lots of sequels already. Future GPX Cyber Formula is the other thing it's known as. So, yeah, so TV series, March 91 to December 91. Then he had one OVA series, another OVA series, another OVA series, another OVA series. Last OVA series finished in 2000.
This doesn't need bringing back.
15 video games were released for the series between 92 and 2012.
Wow. Jeez.
So, yeah, he probably doesn't need bringing back, because I imagine people were getting their fix through the video games.
Yeah, there's a lot of models as well of that female character. Well, she was popular with the boys.
Yeah, so I was like, you remember this character? Well, now you're an adult, and you've got your own money. Buy this piece of trash.
There's a picture, like the first image in Google Images, it's like a really sad dog. In the foreground of them having fun behind. It's like, looks really sad. Yeah, I don't know if it needs, I don't know. Was it just racing? Is it literally just...
Yeah.
Maybe it's
sports
not.
Anime.
Yeah, true.
With futuristic looking cars. So you can buy the toys. yes, Secret Garden, obviously, literary. Nope. City Hunter 91. Obviously, came back for movies and TV movies after this, but not for another TV series. Is it time for a TV series?
I don't know. I was... It's my little shortlist here. It didn't get it. I was like, eh. I don't think I'm that big into it to...
No, I'd see another... You could do another TV movie, but... Maybe everyone's moved on. Maybe you'd have to recast it like Lupin at this point.
Yeah.
High School Mystery, School of Seven Wonders. I think it's probably jumped the gun a bit before we got into hit detective shows. Or was this like urban myths? Because there was a few of those shows as well, like The Haunted Toilet.
Ah, uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know anything about this.
No, I don't know either.
And there's nothing about it.
There's a Japanese wiki page.
Oh, well, that's...
It's, Yes, it is like, it is psychic strange phenomena is the type of mystery.
Okay.
Rather than Conan style. Children encounter massive amounts of murders.
I found a game FAQ post from somebody saying 7 out of 10, get it. And that's from last year. So people have been talking about this recently.
Hmm. Did it have a game then?
Let's see which part of the board. So it's under anime and manga, other titles. Rate this cliche, 7 Wonders, 7 Mysteries of School.
Oh, as a cliche.
Oh, it's the cliche. Sorry. Yeah, sorry, false alarm.
Yeah, well, there's Urasari's Sewer episodes about that.
False alarm. It ain't a 7 out of 10 at all. Forget it.
Armored Police Metal Jack. This should come back just so they can make it properly.
Oh, because have you seen this?
I have seen this. It's loads of ideas all crammed into one, but it's called Armored Police Metal Jack. There should be a good series called Armored Police Metal Jack.
It's a damn good name.
But yeah, I have seen the first episode of this, and let me see what I said about it, because I get the feeling it was wearing its influences too much on its sleeve.
Mm.
Apparently, I can't.
Loved it. Go back and love this. 10 out of 10.
Let's try Metal Jack. Here we go. Oh, obviously, I spelt it with the correct British way of spelling armoured. That's why I couldn't find it. We just copied and pasted it. In case you were wondering what Pat Labour would be like if the heroes were a cyborg cop Sentai team with bolt-on mecha suits and a robot dog that battled crimes planned by new wave LARPers and executed by biomechanical robots, well, I have an answer for you, which would be a lot like Armored Police Metal Jack. There you go.
That you loved?
Yes. No, I thought it was incredibly derivative. So you've got cyborg cops, you've got biomechanical monsters like Guyver, you've got villains who look like they're from some sort of fantasy show rather than a science fiction show, you've got Saint Seiya and Super Sentai colouring. But yeah, at the same time though, it is called Armored Police Metal Jack. So it doesn't even have to resemble this series at all. Just make a good series with that name. Which I suspect may be the case with Twin Peaks when it comes back. Is.
Don't say that.
Well, you think of how you see that list of all the actors in it, and how the amount of actors who weren't in the original Twin Peaks easily drown the amount of actors who were in the original Twin Peaks. And who knows, maybe they're only for like a little role here and there. But this is David Lynch we're talking about, who constantly makes series where people turn in, films rather, where one person turns into another person.
Oh, God, yeah. It's been a while since I've watched anything David Lynch. I don't know what I'm getting myself in for tomorrow when I finally watch it. It's a good thing, though.
It is. 21 Imon. What is that? Oh, that is another Fujio Fujiko show. Let's find out what this one's about.
It ain't as cute as Chimpu.
It looks like it's set in space, though.
That could be its USP.
Yes. So Fujiko F tends to be the guy who does the more science fiction of the pair of them.
Ah, I see.
Synopsis. Oh, it's about interstellar tourism, apparently. And hotel management in the future.
Yeah, I don't think this needs to bother.
I am curious about it, though. Again, this is a synopsis that I'm curious about. My phone is blowing up. I don't know if you caught that.
Yeah, I heard. I thought somebody was like a builder was outside smashing a wall down or something.
Being invaded. there's another show about interstellar tourism. And I can't remember what it's called. I have seen a couple of episodes of that. It wasn't a remake of this, but I would imagine it was probably inspired by it.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you know, stick it in the comments. Oh My Cospo.
This was like a... Look at this. What was he doing? Is he a chef?
I don't know. There's a girl, a woman with a huge cleavage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a chef. Because he's like high kicking, and he's got a frying pan in his hand.
Definitely what chefs do. He's got a little chef's hat on, I think.
I think no. Yes, it could
be. Is that
be.
Like traditional dress, maybe? I think it's
a little chef's hat, yes. I thought he got his hair tied back, but yes, it could just be a tiny, tiny chef's hat. The art style looks familiar in the cartoon, but not in the comic.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what. I wonder what else they did. I'm liking the look of this guy who looks like he's got palm tree fronds for hair.
Just looking at him.
And
yeah.
Wearing a Hawaiian shirt. And seems to always have a stick. Is it a straw, I think he's chewing on?
Yeah. Like he looks so out of place. I know there's a lot of things where people look out of place, but he is so out of place.
Yes. And apparently he got an LCD game.
Ah.
I'm guessing this probably does not need to come back.
No, I do like... the more I've looked at it, the more I kind of like the look at it, of it, I should say.
And then when I get four rows down, I start seeing pictures from my website, so that tells you how little there is. And then we get something which I don't think I know anything about, a show called Fun Arithmetic. I think this was from Animated Divas.
Well, I'm going to guess
that it was, when it comes back in 2017, this arithmetic is going to be even funner than it was in 1991.
It must be an educational.
It must be, yes.
You'd hope so.
Oriwa Chokako.
It's like some samurai fella.
Samurai boy, yes. There's a guy who's got a head like a bean.
I think he's the main... Oh, no, maybe he's not the main character.
No, I don't think so.
He's going to be like a stern teacher or a stern uncle. Yes. Like,
what are you doing, you stubborn samurai boy?
Yeah. Wash the floors.
Yes. I do like the fact that those sort of characters are almost universal, because he would easily be like a dad out of a Beano comic as well. looking at the manga art, it looks a lot more softened in the cartoon. Probably other samurai things you can bring back before this. As I say, I think we were looking more at stuff which started before 91 than things which started in 91 to bring back. Mm-hmm. And then finally, at least on my list, Otenki Boys.
So what was this about?
Let me see if my anime list tells us at all. It is an anime made for toddlers, following weather-themed characters.
Well, now those toddlers will be adults, so we can make it violent. We can have the elements fighting one another.
But they might also have children of their own, so maybe he wants to be exactly the same.
Ah, yes.
And they can tell their children, look at this thing I liked when I was a child.
That's true.
Let me make you like everything I like. Let me turn you into me.
I think I would be like that in some ways. Play Metal Gear Solid. I would tell my child to...
Yeah. I mean, we do see it, don't we, on Facebook, of people we know who've got children.
Yeah. Wear this cosplay.
Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars. You must like Star Wars. You've got to like Star Wars. Yeah, that's it. So, what are we bringing back? Cyber City, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's back.
That's it. nothing else.
Oh, no. I'm sure there was something. Dragon Quest, I was keen.
Sally the Magic Girl. Magic Sally the Witch. Guyver.
Kapito,
yeah.
Kapito. We both agreed on.
I think Cyber City Amido would be the thing people would be acting crazy like they are with Twin Peaks if it came back now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that would be the...
Though you probably wouldn't be getting... Insane. This is how Cyber City Amido reinvented anime. All modern anime owes everything to Cyber City Amido, like we're getting for Twin Peaks at the moment.
I retweeted an article earlier just about that.
A load of fucking nonsense.
I mean... I'm a big Twin Peaks fan.
Oh, yeah, I am. But at the same time, it's like you got to give some other people their due.
Nope, Twin Peaks is the only thing.
Nothing
exists.
It was a barren wasteland. Hill Street Blues did not exist.
But yeah, Cyber City would be great. Look at that Devilman poster they did for the new Devilman. I was shit me pants over that.
If Devil Man, you're well served coming off, aren't you? Because we're going to get the blooming original manga in English now as well.
Oh.
Everything's coming up Devil Man. I said on Twitter the other day.
Yeah. Well, it's good for the people who like it.
Yeah, me. Everything's made for me now. It's amazing. This is what you're going to look forward to, Anthony, as you hit your 40s. Suddenly all culture will be everything you like.
That's a crazy thought. Because it's going to happen. It's weird, though. It's weird. I suppose we're, like, you're, and like people like bit before you are the only generation that's it's really had that.
Oh, no, because before it's been everything. No, no, it's...
You don't think?
Yeah, no, definitely. No, definitely not, no. Everything's been... It will happen. It's been happened before. It will happen again.
Hmm. Well, it's good. It's good.
Because what happens is people get to an age and then they're in charge of things. And they get to pick what gets made. And they start picking the things they liked.
It's a worrying thing as well.
Oh, but yeah, I know.
You're nervous for Devil Man.
Oh, no, that's not worried. No, I'm worried about what you
oh, people my age. Your age are going to pick.
Oh. Gonna be subjected.
Homestuck will be bad.
I was going to, yeah, subjected to all that crap all over again.
I can't even think. Like, imagine memes died out, and then there was a big resurgence of memes. You can't even hide from them anymore.
You never get who back. Who's back? It's the Yarn Cat.
Oh, gosh. But, yeah, Cyber City would be amazing. That would just be... Like, they could make like a Netflix original, like anything, even a live action. It has the potential to be super good. I'd rather it be animated, but...
Yeah.
I think it's... maybe I just like that world way too much.
Righty ho, that wraps up this flimsy idea for an episode.
It was rock solid.
I do believe next week is our 250th episode.
Oh.
And for that, we're going to watch every episode 250 on Crunchyroll.
And there's not as many as you'd think.
Hey, don't spoil the surprise. That sounds really impressive going into next week.
Edit that out.
That sounds like we're doing loads of work. And not just taking another week off again. We'll be back next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Your life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.